Just do your job well and you'll be fine. Because when Ed goes, Jimmy's going to make me news director.
This is Two J's in a Pod. The J stands for journalist. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy on WGHN Radio.
And I'm Sarah Leach with the Ottawa News Network.
Wow, how are you, girl?
Thanks, I hate it.
Let's just hop to it. Let's just get right to it because, you know, my lead this morning, obviously, was there is one person left to interview for the administrator position with Ottawa County.
Yeah. And, you know, fun fact, that person is also a finalist for the Saline City Manager job over in Washtenaw County.
Really?
Yeah. So once the names were released, there were three names that were released. The Muskegon County Administrator, there was Michael Tremblay. And remind me of the other one,
Glenn Saylor.
So when we Google all the names, right? I mean, we knew Mark because Mark is like, you know, the next door neighbor already here, but you do your due diligence and you Google these people, kind of see like if they've got, you know, been in the headlines or whatever. And Michael is a finalist for the, of one of four for the Saline City Manager job. Mm-hmm. And that search also was conducted by Double Hall Solutions, which is what the county contracted with that search firm for this search. So now he's a finalist for two searches at the exact same time.
Wait a minute.
Do you have questions, Mary Ellen? Because I have questions.
Okay. Here's my first question. Shouldn't Double Hall have told the county that he was up?
So, yes. One of the things is that timing is important, right? Because if these things happen to occur simultaneously, I don't necessarily think that, I mean, it's weird, but I don't necessarily think it's controversial.
Okay.
But when you go back and look at the reporting of the local paper there, that he was already identified and outed, like, you know, like publicly.
Yes.
As a finalist for Saline. Uh-huh. On the day that the Ottawa County commissioners were debating about which candidates to advance to their finalist pool.
I think Double Hall should have said something.
And there was
something.
A Double Hall rep there, and he didn't say, hey, just so that you know, somebody in the top five is also a finalist for another search.
There was a Double Hall rep there? I missed part of that.
Because there was a lot of discussion you know, especially Commissioner Joe Moss, you know, who's kind of the leader of the Ottawa Impact contingent on the board. And he didn't really want to advance the top five recommended by Double Hall. Now, Double Hall has like this whole, you know, they're professional searchers, right? Like this is what they do.
Yeah.
And they're experts in this space. They base their top five on weighting the resumes of the candidates and their interviewing skills with Double Hall. So you're kind of trusting that however they performed in that process with Double Hall, they said, this is who we think are like, you know, the best of the pot, you know, and Moss wasn't necessarily comfortable with that. He said, look, I want to advance like 5 or 7 or 12 or, you know, 30 candidates forward, but I want them to be numbers, you know, the people that I want, not necessarily Double Hall's top five.
Okay.
But again, when the Ottawa Impact Commissioners, there's four of them, they prevented the commission from going into closed session so that they could speak freely about which candidates they wanted to put forward. Right. That really stunted a lot of conversation because the candidates hadn't been identified and there's no way to really discuss their attributes and skills and strengths and weaknesses without outing them. And so there was a big debate about whether or not they should be outed, whether or not they were entitled to confidentiality. You know, OI says no. The majority on the board says yes. This is just, you know, professional because people are allowed to kick the tires before they take a job, yada, yada. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like kind of a big mess. And I'll say it. I don't think that this search is going to result in the selection of an administrator. I just don't see this.
Really?
I don't see how they can. They have one. It's not even just because this guy's a finalist for somewhere else. Now you have no options. You have one option. And I've been a hiring manager. I mean, for some pretty small markets. And I don't like having just one option. It really makes me nervous. Plus, it's somebody that's not, you know, really familiar with what's going on here. It is not based here, is a newcomer to, you know, in all sense of the word. So I don't see them picking him just because he's the last man standing. I think the optics on that are pretty bad considering what's at stake.
So he's up for two positions. He could use that to leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to say it, but I did.
I mean, I would.
I don't know. I don't know Michael Tremblay. I just know the information that has been provided to me.
Right.
But I mean, that's, you know, I and this is funny because I'm thinking, I told you this off the air. The day before I was moving to Seattle, this radio station in Detroit calls me and wants to offer me middays. And I laugh in their face. I'm like, I'm moving to Seattle tomorrow. And I said to you,
yep,
I should have used that as leverage, but right. I had already packed.
Well, with Seattle, you should have used it as leverage. You should have said, hey, I got these other people calling.
I should
and now
have.
I'm thinking about unpacking.
I should have, but I didn't.
But, you know, I think that that's what happened with the Muskegon County Administrator, Mark. Now, I don't know his life. I don't know what's going on necessarily mm-hmm. in Muskegon County, but I know that that there was an agenda item for their county commission meeting for yesterday.
Okay.
That said that they were going to discuss the contractual provisions of the county administrator.
I see.
Now, I'm pretty sure that he wasn't just up for renewal yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think that it's because of this, and they probably offered him more money to stay. I mean, that's just the nature of this, of, you know, this position
sure.
in all places.
Sure.
So it just makes sense.
Right.
But again, it all goes back to optics, right? We have come off of 2 years of a lot of controversial decisions, and this whole group of people that are now, you know, comprising the new majority on the board, they're tasked with trying to restore a little more common sense, trying to make government boring again. I like to use that, that tagline
sure,
a little bit.
Sure.
And I don't think that they want a process that is kind of tainted in some way with weird optics, because they're trying to be the non-weird optic people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we either go back to the drawing board and ask Double Hall for more candidates, or maybe we just start over. And then why aren't we attracting enough candidates? Why are people dropping out? I think that they could be the hangover of what those past couple of years are like. Maybe they don't want to deal with a divided board. Maybe they don't want to, you know, get phone calls and emails even from a minority faction on the board that is, you know, trying to, you know, get them to work with them and to, you know, pursue whatever their goals are.
Right.
It's a complicated and heavy role, and we're, you know, the either the first or second fastest growing county in the state, and there's a lot at stake, so they got to get it right. I'd rather that they wait personally, because I would rather them get it right.
I agree. Wow. I've never been in a position to do like wheeling and dealing, you know. I mean, there've been a few times where I have, but I do know that, you know, when you're, I don't know how you. You're telling me that all these people, they backed out. I think here's my thought. The Ottawa Four are going to point their finger and said, told you so.
Well,
told you.
Yeah,
told you so.
I'm waiting
told
for
you
it.
So.
I'm waiting for it. You know, because they were very bitter, and I don't think that that's overstating it. They were very bitter about the fact that their search process at the end of last year resulted in all candidates backing out. Now, to be fair, Moss created an executive search committee of five people that were all Ottawa Impact members.
Yeah.
Two of which already had lost their primaries and were not going to be returning on the board.
Yeah, that was
so
strange.
That's bad optics, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, he handpicked the search firm without any kind of RFP or really any discussion. No one knew who W Talent was. Even Allison Miedema, a fellow OI commissioner who was on that executive search committee, their very first meeting, she's like, well, maybe we could discuss some other options. I mean, she didn't even know. I mean, Moss just said, well, we could, but, you know, these people are great. And then there were questions about the contract. So that's weird optics number two and three.
Okay.
And then when they get the pool of candidates, they wanted everyone to be publicly identified. So now you're not going to get a certain level of candidate because they don't necessarily want to be identified to put their jobs at risk if they're not going to get the job. So you've already eliminated a certain tier. So that's weird optics number four. Are we up to four? So, and then the people that we did get, I mean, some people were like, I'm probably just like guessing here, but like somebody was like a plumber or something. I mean, it was absurd. There were some people on that list that just go, no, they have no business being even considered, but we gotta advance everybody because this is just the process. Well, no, that doesn't even make sense. Weird optic number five. Then we get a pool of four finalists that come and interview. One of the four finalists wrote a letter that I published in a story that was critical of the search process and how controversial it was, and basically hinted that if he wasn't treated fairly, that there was some sort of legal obligations with FOIA. And I mean, and it was just like, oh my gosh. But then they end up picking him, this guy, as a finalist. Weird optic number six.
Yeah.
And then we get to just this guy, that's James Freed, and he's over in Port Huron. And then there was Lauer, who was a former state rep. And allegedly, he has conversations with Commissioner Jacob Bonema and then incoming Commissioner John Teeples, who is now the chair of the commission.
Yeah.
And was, air quotes, I'm going to do the Moss air quotes here, intimidated into dropping out. And, you know, there was outcry and outrage. And so weird optic number seven.
James Lauer.
Sorry. Yes. And then, but okay. Did it not work out this time? Yes. But I would take this process over last year's process any day of the week, because I mean, the optics were, I mean, there wasn't a single optic that was good in the last search. At least this one, I think it appears that it was in a good faith effort. I do think that they rushed a little bit on the search firm, although the search firm was recommended by a committee of people that the interim administrator, the deputy administrator, a couple of people that are kind of like in the county employment ranks, like directors and stakeholders and stuff. So they did evaluate, they did an RFP, they did evaluate a bunch of firms, and they recommended Double Hall. Nobody objected to entering into a contract with Double Hall. So I, you know, but it was on an expedited basis because they want to get another administrator in here. But I mean, maybe this is just Ottawa County's not an attractive place for somebody to work.
When I was wheeling and
dealing. Imagine
that. When I was, there was a time when I was wheeling and dealing. Okay. And one of the questions I would ask would be, what's the turnaround? You know, is this place a revolving door?
Yeah.
How long has somebody been on your staff?
Yeah.
How long has your morning show guy been here? I see that you've replaced the midday person five times in the last 2 years.
Right.
What happened? That everybody does that when they're looking for a job. Yeah.
I mean, you're only going, look, and I'm not trying to shade Trembley. I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's very capable, but unfortunately he's kind of a victim of circumstance here. Maybe on any given day, if he was like held up against a couple of other candidates, maybe he would be selected. I just don't see it happening though. I just don't. I think that it's just, it's so messed up from all different angles, and maybe we just have to wait a while for the political temperature to come down so that we can kind of go back to the drawing board. I don't know any other way of doing it. It's either that or you got to go to your second tier. Now, do we really want to do that? Does that actually add to good optics or bad optics?
Oh boy.
I think it adds to the bad. I really do.
And you know, and anything could happen today. It's not even noon yet as we're recording this podcast.
Yeah.
Anything could happen today with this lone candidate. We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he could end up withdrawing. It's my understanding that he's already here in town.
Yes.
So I think, you know, we just kind of go through it and it is courteous to at least you know, once you've made the commitment, you book the hotel room and the flights. I mean, it is courteous to follow through with that.
Yeah.
That's just professional. But
it is, yeah.
But I think that he's probably looking at it a lot differently now.
How weird. Wow. You know, oh, boy. I remember when they flew me out for an interview in Seattle, and I had to go on the air that night. And I did an okay job, you know, and they, whatever. And I remember he was driving me back to the airport, and everybody was telling me, listen, if they're flying you out for an interview, they're really interested, okay?
Yeah.
If they're putting you on the air as an audition, they're interested. And he's driving me back to the airport, and it's rainy, and I'm like, ugh.
Well, it is Seattle.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, oh, geez, this is just, this is Seattle. And then he goes, yeah, look over there. There's Mount Rainier. And I went, oh, okay, I'm sold.
See, I love the rain. It's I know that I'm in the minority report for that, but I love
rainy weather. It doesn't rain that much there. It's just a soft drizzle. And the truth is I was colder there than I ever was in a Michigan winter because it's so damp.
Yeah.
It's so damp all the time.
It gets into your bones,
and I had to buy new product for my hair because I couldn't get my hair to do what it needed to do. All right, real quick here. We Where are we at on lawsuits? Is there anything that you can share?
Yeah, there were supposed to be a couple of hearings this week. And, well, actually, last week and this week, but they keep on getting postponed. So
okay.
The FOIA lawsuit and the Zimmer lawsuit, which is the one about the severance agreements with Epperson and Wetmore, they were supposed to have respective hearings. Zimmer was supposed to be last Friday. That's now been postponed to this Friday. We'll see if it actually happens.
Okay.
I mean, who knows? At this point, I'm not... That's why I'm not writing a lot about, like, here's what to expect, because these things change in real time
so
quickly.
You had said that off the air when we were talking, that you're not chasing that because things change
so
fast.
Even this administrator search, and hey, no, I mean, no disservice to, when you're in the newspaper game or the television
game. Sure, sure.
You are chasing the news of the day, and like, that's the animal that you are. But I have the luxury of kind of like letting some of these things that are changing and evolving every 6 to 8 hours, I'm just going to kind of let it all shake out. And then I'm going to tell you the overall story once we have like the major takeaway.
Right.
And I don't think that I'm wrong about this search process. I think that they sort of see the writing on the wall. They're going to try to salvage, you know, the egg on the face and try to make the best of it and say, hey, you know, sometimes things happen. It, you know, people drop out. It didn't work out. We're going to try to do the best that we can moving forward and try to see, you know, what our options are. So I think that there's also there was supposed to be a hearing for the FOIA lawsuit yesterday afternoon. That has been postponed to July 7th.
Okay.
So, I mean, see you in July. I don't know. And then the Kleinians MSU case depositions continue to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard one was kind of interesting. I think I can talk about it.
she looks around the room.
Yeah, I'm like,
who's listening?
Somebody stop me. So I have heard that former Commissioner Lucy Ebel was finally deposed because there was some challenges to get her deposed. And that she did not recall many things. And I have had a couple of people reach out to me that it was sort of on par with when John Gibbs was testifying during the Hambly termination hearing.
Oh, geez.
And there were a lot of jokes made about how often he said, I don't know, or I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Roger Bergman,
he was keeping track,
was saying something like 70 plus times.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess in the hour that Ebel was deposed, she said, I don't know, or I don't recall 25 times. So, you know, on average, it's about the same. It's interesting how quickly the memory fades.
Oh boy.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You know, and I've got to edit this podcast, and I'm going to post it tonight because
I know you don't know if the story's going to change.
Well, that's just it. Things could change. So I'm going to switch gears, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody that knows me, I've sort of branded myself over the years of being somebody that loves the Beatles, and I have a Beatle break on the Daily Show on Good Morning Grand
Haven. I feel a Fab Four joke
it
coming.
It is. And I was saying to you that I was like, please don't call the Ottawa Four the Fab Four. The Fab Four are John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Okay.
I know. I think that's like trademarked.
I mean, yeah. So somebody was listening. JJ was listening to our podcast, and he has some nickname suggestions for the four OI commissioners.
Oh, we should put up a poll.
Should I read them?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Here. Okay. All right. The OI block. A simple shorthand similar to how voting factions are often labeled.
Feels very Eastern European.
The Impact Four. Straightforward and easily recognizable. This one's good. Commissioners of Consequence. Implies they're making big and...
That's very esoteric.
Implies that they're making big and possible controversial changes. The Chaos Caucus.
Wow.
Highlights a perception of disruption or radical change.
Also known as Congress.
Oh, yeah. The Four Horsemen of the Far Right.
Oh, my gosh. Apocalyptic.
A dramatic metaphor if you're aiming for a bolder statement. Okay, I love
how they like kind of like gradually like escalate in like severity.
This is JJ's favorite. The OI Cartel.
Oh, my gosh.
A sharper critique suggesting closed-door power dynamics.
Yeah, like, are we just going to, like, Joe Escobar? Like
The Hard Right. Quartet, plain but pointed.
Oh, I kind of like the musical tone.
I like that one too.
Yeah,
this one's good. And finally, the Rubber Stamp Gang implies they vote in unison without independent thought.
Wow, somebody put some thought into that.
He did.
JJ, you are the poet laureate of Ottawa County.
Oh, boy. How are you spending your flag day?
Well, Mary Ellen, I've been planning this for a year. We put out a new flag on the garage.
Oh, do you really?
Last weekend.
Oh, okay.
We did it last weekend, so I guess that counts.
I know. Well, listen to this. I know. I have a tap routine, and I know all the words to, you're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave.
Oh, man, I can't wait till we go to video.
You're the emblem of the land I love.
She's got choreography,
the
folks.
The home of the free and the brave.
She just did a whole dance routine.
All right. Please be safe, everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Just stay safe and
make good choices.
Make good choices.
As I tell my children.
Yeah. We used to do that in childcare. Make good choices. just be safe. And please like our YouTube channel as well. Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's it. It's another episode of Two J's in a Pod. We're out.